one of the main themes here is the idea of theft. So theft being claiming what is another's as our own, taking it for ourselves. So whether that is, so that goes back to the principle or the denial of the principle that all life flows in. So if we deny that principle, then we claim whatever flows through us as our thoughts and affections as our own, as we are the originators of them. And therein lies the problem of humanity, because it doesn't recognize that life flows from another. So there is a statement in the Word somewhere, I would have to look it out, but it's definitely there. And it talks about to be divine is to live from oneself. And to not be divine is to live from another. So essentially what they're saying is that divine has life in itself and everything else lives from that. They are a receptor of life, not life in itself. But the principle that applies out of that is that we choose, however you cut it, we choose what we live from. Whether we think we're living from ourselves or not is kind of irrelevant. We choose what we live from. We are the choice of what we live from. So if you want to know what yourself is, it's what chooses in terms of what it's going to live from. So either we're going to live from the Word and the Lord, or we're going to live from what's flowing in and claim it as our self. So that's kind of how things are set up. And when we claim what is another's as our own, that's spiritual theft. So if we're claiming what's flowing in from the hells as our self, then that just takes us on a spiral into the worst aspects of self-love and love of the world. If we claim what is good as our own, then we live in the idea of merit and we spin on down into the hells, and all of that plays out that way. So you have to be able to see what motivates you to choose something else. So you have to see what is of the proprium in order to choose what is not. This is how life is set up, this contrast. And this is what gives us a sense of life as if it is our own. So that's a critical thing. And this whole reading, it starts out talking about remember me. So just those two words, right? Remember me. Pull me together in your mind. Remember what? Remember the celestial in the natural, because that's what Joseph is. So what is that? Well, on a very basic level for us, to remember the celestial in the natural is to do the spiritual work that's asked of us, to examine ourselves with a view to identifying evils and shunning them as sins. So that's what remembering the Lord is about, because that's what brings about the salvation of the human race. I mean, you know, that's all the Lord's really interested in. So then you have talk of the nature of faith, right? So faith is our understanding of things. And this is a faith into which charity can flow. So it's the understanding that comes out of charity, which is to shun evils as sins against the Lord. So it's only when you do what's asked that we can get an understanding of what the inner world, our own inner world, is like, and what it is we need to work on and bring before the Lord. So this is all interconnected. And on the question of the sensual and the new will, the new sensual is a sensual that is subject to the rational, not dominating over it. So the best way of thinking about this, I think, is to see that the Word itself supplies all these different levels for the mind. The Word at its sensory level is the new sensual. It's the Lord present at that level of the natural, and the Lord supplies what's needed. So the Lord is the butler, the Lord is Pharaoh, the Lord is Joseph. It's all the word being established within the human mind, because these are all truths that sit on certain levels. So these personalities, and this is why it's so important not to think in terms of person, of course, these personalities are the affections that operate at those different levels of the mind. And those affections are what pull things together. And then it says it's the life of the Lord that organizes the truths within the mind, right? What is the life of the Lord? Well, if we go back, it's not just some sort of thing where we're passive and it just sort of organizes. Yes, there's that level to it, that like an unconscious sort of level where the Lord is working. That's all true. But for us, we've got to work on a conscious level, because that's what's asked of us. We have to work with what the Lord gives and presents to us. So the life of the Lord that organizes our mind is when we live from truths from the word. That is the life of the Lord given to us as if it is our own. That's what organizes the mind. Nothing else can. So the new will is an affection for truth that is actually working. That's what it is. So there are different descriptions of that. There's conscience, a genuine conscience is the new will. We know that the new will is built within the understanding of truths. So that's not just knowledge of truths, that's an understanding of truths. And understanding has to do with those things that have been practiced and seen in the light of charity, which is that practice. So that is the understanding which has, you know, in which the new will is, because as we come to understand what the proprium is and we come to understand what the Lord is, then we will do something, because we won't want to be stuck in those proprial things anymore as the basis for our life. But if we don't have any understanding, we won't move, because we don't see there's a problem. We just think everybody else has the problem or causes us the difficulties in our life, whereas it's all interior. And that is what the function of the word of divine revelation is. It's to make known what we can't know through our own sensory powers, because that's basically the level we exist on. So the Lord provides divine revelation to open these things up so that we can see the distinctions between levels, so we know what belongs where, so we know what to do, all of that. And it all takes a long time of doing the practice in order for the organizational elements to be put in place. So coming back to the word supplies it all, so it's about applying it in me. Negative things are to be seen as related to the proprium, not to who you are in the Lord. That's a different thing. So we have to get those distinctions right. But in the discussion on end, cause, and effect, that there has to be assistant means and in each level for what is of an end to be in the cause and for the cause to be in the effect. Well, that can be seen when we understand it's talking about the word. The word's desire at its deepest level is for the salvation of the human race. It provides rational truths by means of, so these things are kind of supplied simultaneously, or they are all contained within the text. So the letter of the word is the sensory level, and then you have all these different levels within it. And these are what build up the different levels of the mind. And so when we rightly understand the letter of the word, we're in the new sensual, and we rightly understand it when we read it, what we see are interior states, not, we don't read it in terms of historical elements or person, place, time, and space. We're reading it in terms of its interior application. Then the new sensory is active, because it is serving the rational. It's able to bring down those higher things into the level of our awareness, whereby it can have some practical value from an inner work perspective. So it's all here. And this is why it's important that the word sits within the mind.